From high above all other pedantic forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to another tantalizing installment of Morning Reload on Cowboy State Politics. This is the segment of the program where we give you a little bit of Monday morning ammunition to use against those liberal irritants that would interrupt your morning coffee. Our number one priority has to be the absolute and utter destruction of the Little Swamp. And you'll find it in every single town and community in Wyoming. The Little Swamp is the one that we drive by on the street every single day, the one that we read about in our local newspaper, the one that exists to make government the function of the picadillos and preferences of the insiders of the Little Swamp. You see, we all know who the insiders of the Little Swamp are. It's this elite group of people, or at the very least, they think they're the elite group of people that get to make the decisions for the rest of us, you know. They get to come up with gigantic tax schemes and think that we're going to pass it for them and give them more of our money for them to waste and mismanage. Because normally that's what happens. They just feed us a bunch of lies, we digest them, and then we give them our money. No longer. Because they're right about one thing. They're not like the rest of us. And pretty soon, we're going to prove it to them. We're going to show everyone that they're not insiders at all. Rather, they're a lot like the pigs in the book Animal Farm that are just trying to make each other look better, even though they're all standing in a pile of mud. But it takes work, and it ought to be our number one priority, the utter destruction of the Little Swamp. And to help us do that, this morning's sponsor, Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for an outbuilding or a garage or something to put that gigantic motorhome of yours in, well, then you need to call Nick or Jesse at Morton Buildings at 307-674-2532. These two guys are the experts in metal building construction. It doesn't really matter what type of building you need or what you're trying to accomplish. You just tell Nick and Jesse and they'll handle all the details. They've been doing it a lot longer than anybody else around, and they definitely do it better than anybody else around. So give them a call or check them out on their website, mortonbuildings.com. A couple of things you ought to be aware of before we get going. The destruction of the Little Swamp is so important that you absolutely have to get involved. Long gone are the days where we can sit on our behinds and not do anything and let other people handle our problems. That's what got us here in the first place. That's what created the Little Swamp and allowed these insiders to believe that they're not like the rest of us. So now is the time to get off your tail and do something. Join a local organization like the Patriot Conservatives of Johnson County. That's a group that I started for my home county to where we can actually make a difference and we can get rid of these insiders inside the Little Swamp and show them that they really aren't like the rest of us and that we're done with them. So find a citizens organization and join it. We're going to be highlighting a lot of those organizations on Cowboy State Politics. So if you've started one in your own community, give me a call. Let me know about it. And we'll talk about it on the program so that we can inform everyone else because it is so important that we destroy the Little Swamp. We begin with a question, a serious question, about how you respond to the Little Swamp and how the Little Swamp is supposed to react to you. So what would you think about a leader who thought so little of his constituency that he placed the rest of us in grave peril? What would you think if that same leader made such poor personal decisions that he endangered the very people that he took an oath to protect? What would you think if he flaunted the law he was sworn to uphold and defend? If actions truly speak louder than words, then we have a grave problem on our hands, my friends. A serious discussion is warranted about this inhabitant of the Little Swamp to which I refer, but I want you to think about it, and we'll talk again on Wednesday. Next up, more picadillos and preferences of the insiders of the Little Swamp. Ludicrous liberal attempts at taxation, volume number 2. The Citizens of Johnson County plan, the bond issue that we've been talking about on the program, results in a 55% loss on taxpayer investment. That doesn't sound like a very good plan to me, no matter how long that they spent on it, a year or whatever. You would think that after spending a year on a plan, they would have come up with something that results in a positive rate of return, not a negative 55% rate of return. And that brings up another thing. If the citizens of Johnson County, the group responsible for this whole thing, if their sole mission is economic development, this doesn't sound like they're doing a very good job of fulfilling their obligations to the citizens of Johnson County. I mean, if your whole reason for existence is to promote economic development, and you can't come up with a plan with a better rate of return than a negative 55%, well, my friends, we need to put you out to pasture. Last item today. The YMCA is a Christian organization. It really is. It stands for Young Men's Christian Association. Do you think that losing 55% is being a good steward of God's resources? Do you think it's being a good steward of the taxpayers' resources? If you lost 55% of your company's resources, do you think you would get to keep your job in the private sector? No, you'd be the first one fired. This bond issue shows you the profound elitism that exists within the little swamp. Most of these people were not even elected to their position. They're appointed. So they just took it upon themselves to decide for the rest of us how they should spend $50 million of our money. This is Johnson County. Don't worry about your money. We'll spend it so you don't have to. Next up in my stack, a random act of capitalism. I'm not even joking, and it's even from the Red Star. In an editorial entitled "Let the Free Market Take the Wheel," published on July 18th, yeah, that was yesterday. Let me read you a part of this. Quote, "Many of the post-pandemic economic problems we face won't be solved by government regulations. They'll be solved by good old-fashioned competition." I know, I'm telling you, this is really coming from the Red Star. Competition for the best employees, competition for the best job, and competition for your business. Free market competition is the secret sauce that has solved problems and driven success in the United States for almost 200 years. Now, I'm telling you, something is happening at the Red Star. I'm not sure if they were replaced by aliens, but this is an amazing admission by their editorial staff. Let me continue. Quote, "America was built on really hard work. Generations have known the struggle of making a living where they took pride in their work and the company they worked for, while they earned the satisfaction of a living wage. There is an element of self-interest in every part of this equation. The transaction of creating a product for wages, health care, child care, and retirement or other benefits is the business of business. It's how we trade opportunities. It's how we provide for more comfortable, safe, and healthy lives for our family. This is the free market at work, and these are the factors that have traditionally solved our economic problems." End quote. Aliens. It's gotta be. Either that, or they've discovered the definition of journalistic capitalism. Either way, I think we all be in favor of the Red Star turning over a new leaf and printing the truth for once. Even though, if they were abducted by aliens, it would be a much more believable story, considering the Red Star's track record. That about wraps up this quick installment of Morning Reload. But before we go, I want you to really consider that question I asked you at the very beginning of the episode. What would you think of that type of politician? Now, I realize it's a little unfair because you don't know exactly what I'm talking about. But the politician that I'm referring to is the quintessential example of the ones that inhabit the little swamp, and specifically the type of politician that we have to get rid of. So think about it, and we'll talk about it in detail on Wednesday's program. Also, we've been receiving reports of an incident that happened at the Conservative Corner in Cheyenne on Sunday. If you were there and you've got some firsthand information, I would love to talk to you. So shoot me an email. The address is david@cowboystatepolitics.com, or you can find me on Facebook, same thing, David Iverson. But definitely send me a message, and I would love to talk to you about it and find out your perspective. It is absolutely imperative that we find out as much as we possibly can about all the candidates that are running for office. Guys, we're absolutely at a point where we can't contribute to any of the swamps that seemingly surround all of us. Our number one mission has to be the ultimate destruction of the little swamp starting in our own backyards. And however we can do that, however we can contribute, we absolutely have to. From the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.